11 people have been killed and at least 45 injured in a blast at an underground train station in the Russian city of St. Petersburg. Russian authorities say an explosive device rigged with shrapnel went off on a subway train in the city centre at 2:40 p.m. local time. The country's National Anti-Terrorist Committee says another explosive device was later found and made safe. This is at another metro station nearby. Well, Alec Loon is The Guardian's reporter in Moscow. He was in St. Petersburg the morning before the bomb attack. Alec Loon, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Yeah, nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's been some hours now since that bomb blast went off in the train. Is the Russian government calling this an act of terrorism?
Yes, the investigative committee has opened up a case into a terrorist attack. The prosecutor general has also called it a terrorist attack. That said, they're being careful to say they're still looking at other possible explanations. But it seems the terrorist attack is what they're going off of, and the authorities are searching for two people suspected of organizing and carrying out that bomb blast.
So those two suspects have been identified through CCTV and those sorts of measures?
Yes, at least one of them has. A photo has been circulating showing one man dressed in black with a beard entering the subway. He was caught on camera minutes before the attack and is suspected of having a role in it.
St. Petersburg metro system is amongst the busiest in the world. I think there's something like 2 million passengers every day. Whereabouts in the city did this blast occur? How busy a time was this and a place was this?
It occurred at between two of the busiest stations in the city, right downtown. The bomb went off as the train was leaving one station, and it continued into the other station where the carnage unfolded. And these two stations are very close to all of St. Petersburg's famous tourist landmarks. St. Petersburg is the most popular tourist destination in Russia. So near all of these Tsarist palaces and churches in the city center that are very famous, and the canals are these two metro stations. They're also major transport hubs. These are stations where metro lines cross and people switch from one train to another. So they're definitely pretty busy at all times of day. That said, this attack could have been much worse and the casualties could have been much higher if it had been during the evening or morning rush hour.
And could have been worse too, I suppose. It didn't derail the train in a sense. The train kept going to the next station, which must have helped save lives, I imagine. But Alec, do we know the President Putin was in St. Petersburg today, your time, the day the bomb went off. It's his hometown. Is there any connection with the visit? Is that being assumed or presumed? Has anybody claimed responsibility for this attack yet?
No one's claimed responsibility for the attack yet, and we can really only surmise as to what the exact message or motivation was. But of course, the timing coming as it does on the same day that Putin was visiting St. Petersburg, his hometown, is very suspicious. That said, Putin didn't seem to make a very big deal of the attack. He briefly mentioned in his first appearance of the day with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko that he expressed his condolences to the relatives of the victims. But then later on in the day, when he and Lukashenko appeared for a press briefing, he didn't even mention the attacks. He just talked about the gas agreements that they had made.
Some years ago, when St. Petersburg and high-speed train traveling between Moscow and St. Petersburg was hit, those responsible then were from the Caucasus. In the past, Moscow has been hit by Chechen rebels, terrorism at the hands of the Chechens. These days, is it more likely, and is the assumption that this is ISIS? ISIS has said that Russia is a target. It said that ever since it entered the war in Syria.
Well, usually these attacks have been traced back to the Islamic insurgency in the North Caucasus, which is part of Russia, where Russia has fought two wars against separatists in the 90s and the 2000s. But that area, the local militants there they've been joining ISIS in recent years. So ISIS has displaced the local terrorist group there and open up its own affiliate in the North Caucasus. So if this is tied to North Caucasus is Islamic extremism, as other terrorist attacks have been, then it is also likely tied to the Islamic State, which declared a jihad against Russia after Russia started bombing in Syria.
So these two causes, in a sense, have joined up. And I think there's around 7,000 Russians who've traveled to Syria to join extremist groups, ISIS and presumably some others. Is already the lens focusing on those who may have returned?
Well, I've been talking to experts this afternoon who are saying that yes, that's a concern, that people returning to Russia from fighting in after fighting in Syria are spreading this radicalization, are spreading extremist ideas, and recruiting the youth. So that's definitely a big concern. That said, nobody's really sure exactly how many Russians have gone to fight in Syria and how many have come back. One estimate at the high end is 7,000, as you mentioned, but the numbers aren't very clear, and it's really hard to know because that North Caucasus region is very much almost a police state. It's very much locked down. There's police checkpoints on the roads. There's constant anti-terrorist operations going on there.
And Alec, before I let you go, a second device was later found in another train station nearby. Does that, the presence of that device, the makeup of that device, any sense from the National Anti-Terrorist Committee that reveals anything about the nature of this attack?
Well, the photos going around show that the second bomb was disguised as a fire extinguisher. So it looks like a pretty... sophisticated almost bomb. If that's the case, that said, of course, it didn't go off, and they managed to defuse it. So it's tough to say, but the existence of a second bomb points to some sort of larger plot, some sort of larger attack.
Yeah, and presumably the metro's back up and running again. What about tightened security in the city?
Well, they shut down the metro for several hours in St. Petersburg. Now it's up again, besides the stations that were immediately affected. Additional police forces have been summoned. There's been kind of a total traffic collapse due to the shutdown of the metro, and then also the large number of people and the kind of chaotic nature aftermath of the attacks. But Putin has promised additional security, not just in St. Petersburg, but also in Moscow.
Alec Loon, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Alec Loon is the reporter in Moscow for The Guardian. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 21 past 6.